Now, the next important topic is how you can receive the anointing for the mega church. Amen. How you can receive. This is actually the third chapter in the book on the mega church, which is, happens to be the book that we are getting stuck on. It's getting stuck on us. Mega church. All right? Now, Luke 4:18. Mega church. But there are three books in this series. Give me the other ones. Church growth and church planting. Now, why do I say there are three books in this series? Because if we were to write all that we know and that should be learnt, the book will be too big and will give headaches. How many want a book that gives you headaches? I once visited a theologian and he told me the books that he reads are the books that give headaches. And those are the books that they teach in their school. I was wondering why he even said that. And why you would want to read a book with very small letters that also give headaches and are very thick. All right. Now, I feel from experience that it is outsiders who most notice the anointing. That's what I feel. Nicodemus said to Jesus, "Nobody can do what you are doing except God is with you." Jacob's uncle Laban, he said, "I can see that God has blessed me because of you." Even Joseph in Pharaoh's house, in Potiphar's house, Potiphar saw that the Lord was blessing Joseph. So I feel that maybe it's when you come from outside that you notice most the glaring presence of the power of God. That's what I think. Because when you are with something all the time, you don't know what is working. Do you see? And you can't understand or really see that something good is here. So, first of all, you see that we struggle to notice the anointing. So when you don't notice something, you are not likely to desire it or to respect it because you don't recognize that it's something is working. Like, let's say we are having a church service here and I'm preaching to you. Maybe I can preach to you and you sit here and you don't get tired of listening to the preaching for a certain length of time. But you don't notice that you sit here and you don't get tired of listening to the preaching. But an outsider comes and the person says that we sit here and we don't get tired of listening. Like, I think Reverend Stevenson said something like that yesterday when he came. But I met a lady once. She said to me, she said, "You are an old-fashioned preacher, you know." So I said, "Is it a good thing that you are saying? Are you saying something good to me or you are saying something bad?" She said, "Oh, no. It's a good thing." She said, "I thought that your type of preaching, the topics that you preach and that are, there's nobody in the world who preaches like that, who talks about such things that you are preaching about." And then she said to me that, "Well, whether it is good or not good can tell you that we have been sitting there in the room there since 8 o'clock. For 11 hours, we have been there. We didn't go anywhere. And we are listening to you. So that should tell you, we closed at 8, we closed at 7. or so, it should tell you that it's whether it's good or not good. But we've been there, you know, sitting there. So what I'm trying to say is that when you come from outside, you notice the striking things. Uh-huh. So those of you who are here and who have been around for a long time, it's very important that you try hard to squeeze your eyes to see anointing. Otherwise, big anointing will be passing by you. No, you don't see. It's like being in Ghana. I would say, if you travel outside Ghana within Africa, you will see that Ghana, no matter the problems we have, is probably the most advanced, now I would say the most advanced country in Africa. I will put Ghana at number one. Huh? South of the Sahara, yes. I'll put Ghana because I'll put Ghana ahead of South Africa. Far ahead of South Africa. Far. Not even near. Oh, yes. And Rwanda cannot compare to Ghana at all. That's my opinion anyway. I'm entitled to, listen, United Nations says you're allowed one opinion. Yes. Yeah. If you're in Malawi, you meet a policeman and you speak, he can't speak a word of English to you. See, it's supposed to be an English, he can't speak a word. No. If you just want, they cannot speak again. Yeah. That's when people play with education. And as we are, I hear we are coming to start doing tree up to whatever. Yeah. That's how Ghana will become. And that's what I'm saying that. And Rwanda, nobody speaks French. Burundi, nobody speaks French or English. They can't understand. When you get a credit on your phone, it is in their language, in the tree or whatever language. Yes. That's what they say they are coming to do now. So you watch the successive governments, and you just it's like magic. You just wonder what is ruling. It's beyond imagination. Yeah. Is that Ralph?
Yes, Bishop.
Yes, beautiful. It's good to see you. Yeah. Anyway, but you see, in Ghana, if you drop somebody in a helicopter, you drop him at Brekum, you can speak English. You will understand. Yes. If you drop him from a helicopter, that's where am I in Brekum? You start to speak English. A lot of people there will speak to you. I said, Ghana is an advanced country, but each group comes to tamper with things, and then it's like it's descending gradually, diving. Yeah. So, but it is when you will go out and you come, then you see that, oh, wow. The same thing with the anointing. Outsiders see the anointing more than insiders.
True, Bishop.
Okay? So that's why when I went to the First Love Church, I emphasized the prophet. What is a prophet? Because I'm also a prophet. If I'm not a prophet to anybody, I'm a prophet to you. I emphasize it, and then I emphasize the honor of the prophet. I emphasize it to them so that they don't become like how you've become. Yes. 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 Because you like you come here, I mean, apart from maybe Legon or Tech and so on, in terms of campuses, you are in one. Yes. You don't notice it because you're always coming. It's nothing. Because it's normal. Yeah, that's how anointing is. But Jesus said in Luke 4:18. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And in verse 19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, and so on. Now, the word, the anointing, you see, is the power or the ability to do the work. The ability to do something is what we mean by that, which is different from the presence of God. Do you see? So the presence can go, but the power will still be there. And so that is why you have, and he wist not that the Lord had departed from him. It's like the presence of the Lord is there, but the power or the ability to do the work. Because if I give you a gift, right, of let's say appointing you as a pastor, it's a gift I give to you. Yes, I didn't give you the gift of being a pastor, but the gift of being recognized as a pastor, I give you. You may walk away from me, and people may still be calling you pastor, but I am no more present in your life. Do you understand? So you may carry away, or I may give you a wedding present, and you get annoyed with me one day, then you leave, and you go with my present. Yes. Yes, one day I gave somebody a present. I gave him a sound system when he got married. I gave him a small, nice little small sound system for his house. And then one day he got bored and he left. And he went with the sound system. You get what I'm saying? Oh, and of course he will go with the sound system. Do you expect him to leave the sound system? He's left my, I'm no more part of his life. Yeah, but he's taking my gift with him. And he's using it in the house. And they are enjoying the music and everything, but I'm not part of his life. Yes. Yeah. So it is different from the presence. And so that is why you can be operating in the power of God, but the presence of God is gone away from you. And there are different things. All right. So the word, the anointing, do you see, is the ability. So when he mentioned the word anointing, he listed all the things he will now be able to do. He mentioned all the things he will be able to do. So this is the list of all the things he can do now. I can preach the gospel to the poor. I can now heal. I have power to heal brokenhearted. I can preach deliverance. And here you see that deliverance is mostly by preaching. Those who say they are deliverance ministries. I said, those who say you are into deliverance ministries, look at it. Deliverance is preaching. Oh, Jesus, I don't know which person you are following. Deliverance is from preaching. So if you are being harassed by demons, preaching can help you. When you listen to the Makanai, you listen to certain messages, see that your demons are going out of you. Yeah. Then, recovering of sight to the blind. These are the list of things I can do because I've received anointing. Yeah. And then to set at liberty them that are bruised. That is people that are hurt, sick, bruised. Is a general word for the maladies and difficulties and unfortunate situations of human beings. Yes. And then in verse 19, to preach all. In Isaiah also it says, to proclaim the acceptable year, or to prophesy, to say it's a good thing. A good thing is happening to you. That's why, and all prophecy has both predictive elements and creative elements. That's how prophecies are. It creates and predicts. It predicts, but it also creates it. That's why people don't like it. When you say this person is going to die, and I don't, because like you are creating the death. That's why he said to Ezekiel, can these bones live? Okay, prophesy to the bones. Yeah. So when you prophesy to the bones respond to the prophecy and they start to live. So you are not just predicting the future, but you are making them live by the proclamation that you are making over the what do you call it? So in Isaiah 61 verse 2, it says to proclaim the acceptable year. Yes, it has a creative element. So anointing is listing what you can do. What you can do. Yes. So if you want to work for God and he puts it in your heart to do something, you need the power to be able to do it. And if you don't have the power, you cannot do it, even though you try to do it. You fall flat on your face because you cannot do that thing that you want to do. Yes, you can't do it. Yeah, you are trying to do it, but you can't do it. It is not possible. Yes, because it's not by might. It's not by power. It's not by strength. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. So, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So expect to receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Amen. Now, when you are empowered by the Holy Spirit, in all saying the things you can do, you can preach in Jerusalem. You can preach in Judea. You can preach in Samaria. And you can preach in the uttermost parts of the earth. So I believe that a sign of the anointing on my life is some of the places that I'm able to go and preach. Or even being able to preach to the poor. But let me give you a quick list of how to know when you are anointed. How you can know when you are anointed. 8 ways by which you can know when you are anointed. Number 1. When you can do certain things that your mentor or your father does, it is a sign that a certain anointing is on your life. Why? And everybody listen. If I don't give the reason, I want you to ask me whilst I'm preaching. Just stop me in the preaching and ask me, please show me the verse. Okay? I'm trying to show you how to know that you're... Now, you see, don't be afraid of data. I think I've spent a lot of time talking about data, facts. So don't be afraid of facts as to whether you are anointed or not. Yes. Now, if you do things that your father does, it's a sign that the anointing of your father is on you. Elijah and Elisha, Elisha did the things that his father, Elisha, when Elijah went, he said, my father, remember? Yeah. Uh-huh. And he said, I want the double portion of your spirit to be upon me. So when the double portion came on him, he took the mantle and he went. That one is all by faith. We are now yet to see whether you are anointed. Yes. So don't be vague. That's why I'm giving you these 8 ways. Never say you are anointed till you can actually look at these things that are really there. Uh-huh. Don't be saying, oh, I see anointing. No, don't talk like that. When you talk like that, real anointing cannot come on you. It's just raps and talking. Okay? Yes. Now, fathers and the anointing. Now, even as I say fathers and the anointing, let's take this school. This school is called ABMTC, Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training. My father, my real father, a lot of people, I acknowledge them. Some of them haven't done anything. I just acknowledge them because they are fathers. Now, they have not really been fathers even to me, but I acknowledge them. Sometimes they even take it so far. They say, so it doesn't matter. Just I'm okay with it. But I'm talking about the father that I had in the ministry that birthed me into the anointing is Kenneth Hagin. Yes, there's no question about that. 1988, I was on my knees praying in the night. And suddenly something entered into me. And I heard a voice saying, from today, you can teach. So practically, that to me is the day that I became anointed in a certain way. Now, what is your father doing? The school that he had is called Rhema Bible Training Center. And it's got a campus, beautiful. I'm in a campus now. Yes. I'm in it. Anakazo Rhema Bible Training Center. This one is Bible and Ministry. Yes. Practically. And I remember when I was resting one day here, and then they were building all this place. Then suddenly the Holy Spirit said to me, do you see that the campus is coming out of the ground? And it was coming out of the ground. Like that. Yeah. I used to walk on the campus and just dream. I never dreamt of building the campus. But I just felt the greatness of the place, the wonders of the place. To me, it's great. Anything that is not great to you, you will not aspire to it. And the people there, they didn't know what he was. They don't know who he was because they are used to him. But I came from far. And I was impressed with it because I came from far. That's how anointing is. If you are not like John, you will never be impressed with anointing that is near you. I'll say it again. If you are not like John, the beloved, John whom Jesus loved, you will not be impressed by something that is near you. Because John was impressed with Jesus. He said, we touched him. We've handled him. We looked at him. And we look on him. Of the word of life. We handle. We are telling you about him. Yes. So if you are not like John, you rather even despise. You will not be able to receive. Now, today we are having a Harmattan Bible Seminar. You know, I used to, that was my program, Winter Bible Seminar. Yeah, you were there?
I was there.
Wow. Yeah, I'm in it.
I'm here now.
Yes, we are here now. It's amazing. But these are not things that I planned. Yeah. No, the Spirit just encouraged me, do this program. Do it at this time. Do this program. Do it at this time. So I told my wife, you know, I'm thinking of doing a program. I'm thinking of calling Harmattan. She said, Harmattan? Bible Seminar. Yeah. Harmattan. Bible. Well, we don't have winter. We have Harmattan. That's our winter. That's our winter. Beautiful. Yes. Books. I'm writing books in different languages. Yes. Over 20 million. We are between 20 and 30 million books. Yes. When can I think that he has 63 million books published? I'm hoping to pass that figure soon. Amen. Because your children are supposed to do greater works. Yes. Yeah. And so on. There are things that he was into. I cannot say that I'm enjoying those anointings or those giftings. I've not seen Jesus before. I can't tell you that Jesus came to sit down with me to at a table to talk to me. And I wish. If there was something I could do. Yeah. But he said, that's what I'm saying, that don't say you are when you are not. Yeah, don't say you are in something and you are not. You may be in a part of something. Yes. It may not even be part of what God wants for you. Yeah. It may not be, God may not want that for you. Some of you feel you must write books, but I've written books. Not necessarily. No. If I could conjure up seeing Jesus, I would conjure it. She will appear right now. There was something to do. But you cannot have it if it has not been given to you. Yes. And so on. There are many examples that we can give. Some of you claim you are following me. Let's talk about anointing. The anointing that is on me can be on you. Philippians 1:7. It says, you are partakers of my grace. Philippians 1:7. You are all partakers of my grace. It's possible. So, you must ask yourself, what aspects? There is a church. The church is growing. Church is working. The pastoral work. That's the basic in the ministry. Are you able to walk in it? So watch out for the things that your father is accomplishing, doing, or has done. And ask yourself, is this good? Some of you say you are learning a lot from Bishop Saki. So some of you, even Bishop Saki is a father to you. You say, God has blessed you. You have learned how to assist from him. Now, that is good. So look carefully at him and ask yourself whether I've had an argument with him before. Or whether he has ever challenged me or tried to be a co-equal in the minutest way. If you say he's your father and that you are learning from him. Because we have seen some nonsense. We've seen some nonsense. People say that they are whatever and you see them fighting amongst themselves. We don't have that. If you say you are following something, you have to look at the qualities and the characteristic of the thing. Let's stop saying we are anointed when we don't have nothing to show for the anointing. Let the data, ask your neighbor, look, am I anointed or not? Just tell me, I need to know. Now, number two, 8 ways. I'm showing you 8 ways. Just use any of these ways to check whether you are anointed. When people make particular comments about your preaching, then you begin to know that you are anointed. And the anointing is on you. And now you ask me, what verse is that? That's what I want to show you. Luke 4:18. What did Jesus say? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach. Then notice, he has sent me to preach. Deliverance. And then in verse 19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So preach, preach, preach. 3 times. You see that preaching is a direct and primary effect of the presence of the anointing. Is preach, preach, preach. He can preach, he can preach, he can preach. He can preach, he can preach, he can preach. Please, before any other, and you don't see heal, heal, heal. Or deliver, deliver, deliver. Or whatever, whatever. Blind, blind, blind. But you see, preach, preach, preach. Anointing gives rise to preach, preach, preach. So it is a primary manifestation of the presence of the anointing. It's preaching abilities. Now, just any kind of preaching? No. Preaching while you hear certain remarks. Matthew 7, 28. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. So when you are anointed, there is some amount of astonishment at the doctrine, which is the content of what you are preaching. Even as I'm preaching now, some of you are astonished at what I'm preaching. Yes, you are surprised at what I'm preaching about the anointing. From the same book, I'm preaching now from Steps to the Anointing. And I'm sharing for you Luke 4:18. I'm telling you that anointing gives rise to preach, preach, preach. Yes. That is the sign of the anointing. And anyone who hears an anointed person preaching by the anointing, you start to hear certain things, certain remarks, or certain feelings are evoked by the people that listen, that they're astonished at the doctrine. So you may have the same book. You can study it and you listen. People will they will still be astonished if you are anointed.
Yes.
What is the meaning of astonished? Is a man, a dictionary man, put a dictionary meaning for us. Somebody check. Don't use your mind. Are you an Oxford? Are you Webster? Tell me the meaning of astonished. Great surprise. To stand. Amazement.
To fill with sudden and overpowering surprise.
Yes. Yes. Kayamo. From now, your preaching will be stunning. Preach, preach, preach. Preach, preach, preach. Preach, preach, preach. Preach, preach, preach. Preach gospel. Preach deliverance. Preach acceptable year of the Lord. That's a sign of the anointing. And people will be astonished at the doctrine that you are preaching. Meanwhile, they have the same Isaiah that Jesus is preaching from. Yes. Yes. And when we go to Israel, I want to take you to the place where Jesus preached and they were astonished. Kaya ba shatala ba. You'll be practically walking on the Holy Land soon. Mark 6 verse 2. When the Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? What wisdom is this that such mighty works? So they will be shocked at the wisdom. Yes, and they look at this, a small boy. How do you know all these things? Local boy. How come you know things like that? They were astonished. So what wisdom is it? When I was telling you about Brazil, how you have to vote is whatever, you were surprised. He said, hey, Bishop, you know things. Yeah. So, astonished, saying, why did the man get these, all these things? That's supposed to be the sign that you are not. And if you listen to the Makane, and you listen and you listen and you listen, I'll show you something. I'll show you something. Yes. You'll see that when you speak, they will be astonished. Because I also, anything I say, I got it from somewhere. It didn't fly to me with a helicopter. Every day, helicopter come to give me wisdom or a drone. There's no drone is giving me anything. Yes. Next. Luke chapter 4, chapter 2, verse 47. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. People will be surprised at your understanding. Yes. And then Luke 4:32. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Yes. His word was with power. And this is Luke 4:32. After Luke 4:18, he came to preach and they were just astonished. So that the type of preaching which leads to astonishment, surprise, amazement. If you are not getting that, I don't mean that you are standing in the pulpit and talking. Then you see, the certain anointing is not yet on you. And you see, that's what it's better to say. Like I'm telling you that I'm following Kenegan and so on. I wish I would tell you, Jesus told me this, Jesus told me this. Oh. But I can't say it. Yes, it's a realm. It's a realm. And I see where I am not, or what I have not attained to. And I want it. So don't just say, oh, we are preaching. We are preaching the anointing. So, Charlie, all preaching be preaching. You preach, I preach. All preaching be preaching. Not true. All preaching will be all preaching. There's preaching and there's preaching. Anybody at a certain level of ministry is a good preacher, usually. You see that the preaching part, it works. Yeah. You can never ignore preaching. When you are looking for an anointed person, you have to look at the preaching. Yeah. There are different types of ways people preach. Yes. Somebody like Benny Hinn, his preaching is mysterious and many people don't understand. How many have listened to him and you don't understand what he's saying? Yeah. But I tell you, I have listened to Benny Hinn so much, and I remember one time I was listening to a particular series, you know, and I said, no, there is nobody who preach like this in the whole world. Yes. It's just amazing. When I met with him, I mentioned that particular thing to him. I said, this is just what fantastic. Every day I listen sometimes, something fantastic. I say, hey, far deeper than you can imagine. But it's just to put off all casual observers. Yes. Very deep and wild. Oh, yes. The preaching there, it will be in it. Yes. So, preaching is a clear sign of the anointing. So I pray for you that you will not just say, oh, I listen to this message. I'm going to preach. I have 3 points. You are ashamed to the anointing. And you have not told yourself the truth. And that's why you cannot improve. Number two. So I've given you one sign. Two. Number three. Healing is a sign that a person is anointed. Healing. Acts 10:38. Healing. When people decide, testify of healings, when there are healings, is a sign of the presence of the anointing. Why? It's really the part you can't do anything about. When I have a crusade, I can't do anything. I was recently at a crusade. The attendance wasn't very good. Very funny, stiff type of people sitting there. And very strange, difficult environment. Yeah. It was very difficult. Yeah, to preach. Because the stadium was such that I'm here. And then they will not allow people to sit on the grass. And they will not allow people to be in front. So you are here. And the people are far. So when you preach and it echoes. And the people were far. You can't see. Just see the dots of the people sitting in the stands. It was a very funny whatever. You don't know if they understand what you are saying. With an interpreter. When I finished preaching, I prayed for the sick. I prayed for the sick. I said, if you are healed, come. Come and see miracles. Yeah. I was astounded myself. Yes, it was a shock even to me. But I realized that God's presence and power was just there to save the day. With the echoing in the stadium. Eesh. Yeah. The power of God was there. You can't do anything about it. God. And everybody, all the people sitting on the stage behind me, the priests and whatever, they know that I don't know the people. I can't speak to them. There's nothing I can do to make them healed. They have come in to say that they were blind and they can see. You are being anointed. Your preaching is changing. Your healing ministry has begun. God is lifting you up by the power of the anointing. Receive it in Jesus' name. Number four. Ministering to poor people is a sign of the anointing. Luke 4:18. He has anointed me to preach to the poor. To preach to the poor, you must be anointed. That is why my pastors from the north again, come. You guys, come. The guys who came to stand here yesterday, come. Gushegu, Sheriponi, Boli, Bwipe, Yape, Zebila, Wale Wale, Dawa Dawa, Gambaga. Achimota School, they say, from Gambaga to Accra, from we are so to Keta. Gambaga. Who is the Gambaga pastor? Gambaga. Martin. Richard. And you are in Bwipe. Yes. And you are where? Zabzugu. Where is the Tatale pastor? Tatale. These guys... What is his name again? Martin. You are in which church? Come here. Navrongo. Okay. And you are where? Huh? Garu Timpani. Yes. These guys. And you are. You, where is the micro? And you are which?
Paga.
And you are where?
Yendi.
Yes. Do you know Yendi? Yes. Is that why they had a yana? They put a yana. Yeah. We were there. I went to Yendi. Ish. We parked by the yanas, but we didn't know it was his palace. The guns and the things that came, we could have died that night. Yes, because we didn't know what it was. It was in the middle of the night. Yes. The security guys were speaking on the radio. And one of them says, going to give a warning shot. And the other security man said, you are mad. Do you know this is Yendi? Do you know where you are? This is Yendi. Everybody has a gun here. Yes. Who is the Yendi man? Who is the Yendi man? Yeah. Is it not true?
Huh? It's very true.
Everybody has a gun.
Yes, please. Everybody. Almost everybody.
Almost everybody, yeah.
I don't have one.
And this is who?
Bimbila.
Romeo.
Yes, please.
Romeo and Bimbila.
Yes, please.
Yeah, there's a curfew there.
Yes.
Yes.
The same thing. Everybody has a gun. Everybody has a gun. Almost everybody has a gun.
In Bimbila. Yeah. We pass Bimbila. And you are where?
Sandima.
Sandima. Yes. You know, and you are from?
Tatale.
What's your name?
Andy Osei.
In Tatale. He's in Tatale. One of the poorest places. Very poor. Pass the mic and you are where? Yendi. Paga and
Garutimpane.
Garuti. Where is Garutimpane?
You get to Boko. Then 45-minute drive.
Somewhere.
Yes.
Is that where you wanted to build that church? Not that. Before the Garutimpane. And this is Gushegu.
Gushegu. Michael.
Michael. And this is?
Bandai.
Daniel. Bandai.
Salada Baba.
Baba. He's in where Islam started in Ghana is there. This is Salaga. Yeah. And this is?
Zebila.
Zebila. Yes. This is Samuel. He has 8 buildings.
Yes, sir.
Yes, 8 buildings.
14 churches.
8 buildings. And this is?
Kwame Danso.
Kwame Danso. Are you in the north? But Kwame Danso is not the north. Why have you added yourself to the northern? It was popularity. Popularity. It's not in the north. You want cheap popularity, you. And then?
Jirapa.
Jirapa.
Gideon Ajibola.
Jirapa. Yes. Upper West.
Wale Wale.
And this Wale Wale.
Kennedy.
And you are?
Wisdom. Chereponi.
Chereponi. And this who?
Ben. Bole.
Bole. That is President Mahama's hometown. Yes. Bole. Recently, were you fighting there?
Yeah, there was some chieftaincy.
Yeah.
Our place too.
Huh?
Chiraponi too.
Chiraponi too.
We also have curfew currently.
Currently curfew.
Yeah.
Yes. And then?
Jerry John Damongo.
Jerry John Damongo, if you want to go to the park, the national park, we don't have lions, just antelopes. You can see him after.
Inokbawa Yape.
Yape. From Kintampo, Yape, then Bwipe. Oh, wrong?
Bwipe Yape.
Bwipe Yape, then Tamale, isn't it? Bwipe, then Yape.
Okay. I'm Johnson, Kariga.
Kariga? And you are who?
James Donko, Bamboy.
Bamboy? You've heard of Bamboy?
Jonas in Yape.
Where?
Jonas, Yape.
Yape, Yape.
Michael. Zabzugu branch. Zabzugu mission.
Zabzugu mission.
Alex Bupe.
Bupe.
Richard.
Gambaga mission.
Why are the people shouting? Is it your members?
Yes, sir, I don't know. Because of our wonderful church.
Your wonderful church.
A church that has been within 1 month.
1 month.
Yeah, then we're flowing.
Wow.
Richard Gambaga.
Gambaga.
Yes, please.
And you are?
Jonas Nakwandure.
Where are you?
Nakpandure.
Nakpandure.
Abdullahi Karaga.
Huh?
Abdullahi Karaga.
Karaga.
Yes.
Martin. Navrongo.
Navrongo.
Eric. Savelugu.
Savelugu. These are big names in Ghana. Now, these may be the most anointed people in this room. Yes. They may be the most anointed people in this room. Yes. Yes, they are preaching to the poor. Real poor. Very poor. Yes. This may be the most anointed people here. They have been able to go there and stay there, survive. They have churches, they have buildings, they have members, they have incomes. And these pastors are contributing to build our church in Bamako. They have built the building, roof it, all their money is used to Bamako in Mali. Yeah. It's not that we are sending money to them. They are sending money to somewhere. Yes. Yeah. To preach to the poor is not a small thing. No. I mean, what type of offerings do you get? Do you get yams? At least, what's his name? Pandai, there you get yam. They have a lot of yam. If you want yam, you have to go to Pandai. Did they give you yam too? And Kwame Danso, you also get yams. But when we came, we were not giving yam in Kwame Danso. Shea butter.
They give yam as an offering. So when they harvest the yam, like their first fruit, they bring it to the church as tithe. And we pray over it. And we go and eat it.
You eat it. Please send us some of your first fruits. Please send us. Yes. And you see, it takes more to go and live there. It's different from going to do a crusade for 3 days and then you've left. So I honor them higher than what we do to go and have a crusade. I think that they are greater because they are able to go there and stay there. You yourself, ask yourself, accommodation in this place, what accommodation will you get? But they are able to be there. Huh? With members. Yes. No roads. It's amazing. Dust, heat, neglect. Some of you are in the new OT region, eh? Damongo. What is it called?
Savannah region.
What about OT? Northeast region. Saraga is what? Savannah region. Yeah. I tell you. To stay, most of you, if I say go there, that's when you tell me that you say something before I realize, that's when I'll know that you are rude. Up to now, I've never seen that you are rude. It is when I say that you should go there that I'll see that you are rude. And I'm not joking. You see, it shows the lack of anointing in the church. That we cannot go to places. It shows the lack of anointing. When the American church was heavily anointed, they came to these places. Boku, you see Assemblies of God with white people buried there. Who came there and died there for Jesus' sake. Yes. Baptists, assemblies, white men. It shows you that the drop in the level of anointing in most of the church. So for Jesus to say he has anointed me to preach the gospel to poor people. You better think about it carefully. Wow. Yeah. So you guys, stretch out your hand and pray for us to be anointed. Stretch your hand. Come on. Stretch your hand. You are great people. Look, I'm telling you, you are great people. Pray for us to receive the anointing. Father, anoint us. Let their prayers work for us. Be anointed to receive the grace to preach to the poor. We thank you, Father. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's a big anointing. Thank you. You may go and sit down. Number 5. Evangelism is a sign of the anointing. Evangelism, pure evangelism. Why do I say everything I say? You have to challenge me. Why? Say why.
Why?
Say why do you say so?
Why do you say so?
Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes on you, and you shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Judea. So witnessing about Jesus is a sign that power has come over your life. So the lack of crusades, the lack of breakfast meetings, the lack of door to door, person to person, soul to soul, heart to heart, street to street ministry is a sign of a lack of the Holy Spirit. Yes. And so far, I'm not seeing falling down as a sign of anointing, which is what we've rather said that, oh, when the person anointed, people fall down. That is a manifestation of power, but it is different thing from what I'm talking about. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. When I see pastors who don't win souls, prophets who don't win souls, a prophet, when the rich man went to hell, Jesus told the rich man that when he was preaching for his brother, he said, "Tell your brothers, your five brothers, they have Abraham, the prophets to listen to. A real prophet is a prophet of Christ and salvation and heaven and hell." You may not believe it. Just telling people car numbers and house numbers and whatever, business and whatever, it's part of it. But the big ones are also there. And this one is real. How can you know you're not a prophet? You're a prophet. You don't tell people about Jesus. You don't tell people about heaven and hell. I question what type of prophet you are. Abraham said unto him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And when a prophet comes, he's just telling you your car number. I'm just telling you that somebody in your family is causing this thing. It's your mother-in-law. It's your uncle. Do you have an uncle? Do you have an uncle? Yes, he's the one. It's coming from there. This thing is not. It's not. It's coming from there. I've seen it in the spirit. It's from your husband. It's from your wife. Your wife is Jezebel. That's the only prophet you know. Look at the Bible. Abraham said to him, "They have Moses and the prophet." Look at verse 28. Look at verse 28. He says, "For I have five brethren, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place." Look at verse 28. Verse 27. Then he said, "I pray thee, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house." When people go to hell, they really believe in missions. Yes, they really believe in missions. They believe in evangelism. They believe in all the things that I'm talking about. It's when they go to hell, then they see that the thing is real. Please send somebody. Send people to these places. Send them. Send them. Send them. Send somebody to my father's house. "For I have five brothers." Five. "That he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place." I said, testify unto them. Talk to them, warn them about hell. Then look at what he said in verse 29. This Abraham said to him, behold Moses and the prophets. If they listen to the prophets, they will not come to this place. But today, if you listen to prophets, will you go to heaven or hell? Will they tell you that you go to heaven or hell? You buy water, you buy oil, you do everything. Get your healing. Prophets are not only for healing. Prophets are not only for healing. Prophets are for evangelism. Heaven and hell. I want to encourage all that are prophets. Don't let people get a chance to insult prophets. Anybody who is a prophet, don't let people insult prophets, because it's a very great ministry. It's very high. A prophet is a very high thing. It's a very great thing to prophets, people who can see, people who hear, people who know things. It's a very great, we all want to be like that. You get it? So if you are like that, please, the basics, do it so that more people respect it. And not just speak about a prophet as if a prophet is the offscoring of the earth. I would like to be more of a prophet than I am. More. I would like it. I would like to just look at you and I can see a monkey sitting on your head. Say, hey! I want my eyes to be open like that. I say, I see something. I wish I had more of that. Yes. So those who are doing it, add the main thing, and your thing will become very wonderful. We'll all copy and learn from you. You know, you do so many things, then the people, every day they are insulting us. What's the first sign that you are anointed? Preaching. Preaching. Huh? Doing what your father is doing.
Yes.
Number two.
Preaching.
Preaching. And a certain type of preaching.
Yes.
That not that you just read. So, and now, number three.
Healing.
Healing. Anointing, healing. Number four.
Ministering to the poor.
Ministering to the poor. Number five.
Evangelism.
Evangelism. Pure evangelism. You shall receive power. Anyone, I don't see you evangelizing. Recently, God showed me why Benny Hinn is a great person. Evangelism and the blood of Jesus. These two things. Always. If you watch his crusade for years, always evangelism, the blood of Jesus. His pastor, he said his pastor used to always preach about the blood of Jesus when he got saved. His pastor, original pastor. That's the sign of the Holy Spirit. Real evangelism. Number six. Missions to the end of the world. Yes. End of the world. Huh? Why? Because Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, you shall receive power and you will go on missions. For me, missions to the end of the world. Look at it. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. So the sign of the Holy Spirit is that you are going far in your ministry. Far. To witness unto Jesus. Whether it's by a crusade, whether it's by a church, whether it's by a breakfast meeting, whether it's by door to door. It keeps going further and further and further and further. And the last place is to the uttermost parts of the earth. Thank you. Further and further. Further and further. Thank you. Further and further. So if there is an anointing in this ministry, we'll keep going further and further. Right now, I'm knocking on the door of certain places. I've tried before. It didn't work. I'm trying again. I want to enter. I won't tell you where, but I want to enter. I'm entering. You can't keep me out. Yes. Right now we are building that. We are under construction in Niamey, Niger. Oh yes, a big cathedral in Niamey, and a big cathedral in Ouagadougou, and another big cathedral in Bamako. We are not leaving any country for any group of people. We are entering and we are building and we are going on missions to all those places. It's a sign of the anointing. That's a sign of the anointing. Yes. Missions to the end of the world. Yes. Anything, you just ask me why. Traveling to minister. Traveling to minister is a sign that you are anointed. I said traveling to minister is a sign that you are anointed. I said traveling to minister is a sign of the anointing. Because Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. And the first thing he did was he went about. He did what? He went about. He went about. He was roaming around. He went about. So traveling around is part of the anointing. And when the anointing increases on your life, you start moving about. Traveling about. You now you are in demand. Yes. He went about. There's no level of ministry that does not involve traveling. That's why people don't know. To be in the ministry is an exciting adventure. Yes. I'll never have gone to all these countries. Burundi, I've driven through Burundi, the hills. You go like this, you go like this. There is no straight road in Burundi. It's only mountains. The whole country in Rwanda. There's nowhere that you go straight. It's like the whole country is Equapin Mountains like this. Beautiful, very beautiful. Rain and cold like winter. Yes, it's called the Switzerland of Africa. Yes, Burundi is called the Switzerland of Africa. So when I got there, I said, oh, this one is Switzerland. Looks like that, feels like that. Huh? That's how it's called. Yeah, it's called the Switzerland of Africa. Very beautiful. He went about. Went about. I've driven from the south of Malawi to the north of Malawi. Through the whole country. You keep roaming around. As the anointing grows. You now you see. That you are moving. You are moving. And then a time comes where people may invite you. And another. So a time comes where you may go by an institution. Then a time comes where they may invite you. Then a time comes when nobody invites you but you go. Because no one has invited me to Uganda. I'm going. Yes. Because when I go myself, it's bigger than if somebody invites. Somebody invites me. There are small, small churches. We don't have big churches. Yes. We'll be traveling. Is that a song like that? Yes. There's a song like that. Where's Danny Boy? We'll be traveling. We'll be laboring. These are the words of, what's his name? William Carey. We'll be traveling.
We'll be laboring. We'll be traveling day and night. Are we justified in staying here while so many are perishing without means of grace in other lands? We must take every chance of doing good to the lost. Oh, yeah. We will be laboring.
Start it all the way from the top. You know, I read a letter, a book that William Carey wrote. It's called Obligations of Christians to Use All Means to Convert the Heathen of the World. This is like a sentence, the title of the book. Yes. And I have actually an original of the book. Yes, my son gave me an original copy. It's a typed book. And when I read, I said, This is a beautiful song. So I took the words out of them, his book, and I made this song. Yes. Listen to the words, so don't just start shouting and dancing. When you start and dance, the brain has got to switch off. Then the body is on
I'll
and the brain is off.
I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war.
Make it 40, please.
I'll be ready at 40 for the work of God. There is nothing I can't do.
Nothing I can't do!
For the Lord. There is nowhere that's too far.
Nowhere.
No battle I can't fight. Ready at 40. Oh yeah. I'll be ready at 40 for the work of God.
William Carey. Listen.
Let's give ourselves to this glorious mission unreservedly.
You can hear
Let
that
us never think that our time, our strength, our families are our own.
These are the words of William Carey.
Let us be instant in prayer for the pouring out of the sweet Holy Spirit upon all the people ready at 20. Are we justified in staying here while so many are perishing?
Are we justified
without means of grace in other lands?
Other lands.
We must take every chance of doing good to the lost. Oh yeah. We'll be laboring and traveling day and night. Ready at 40. I'll be ready at 40 for the work of God.
Jesus went about roaming. That's ministry. Roaming around.
We must instruct.
Come on.
We must teach, exhort, rebuke, and preach the word with all long suffering and an anxious desire for the lost.
An anxious desire for the lost.
We must be instant in prayer for the pouring out of the sweet Holy Spirit.
That's William Carey.
On all the people ready at 50.
Eish.
Oh, oh, oh. I'll be ready at 50.
Some of you, you will die at 92.
I'll be ready at 92 for the work of God.
Come on, let's listen to an ancient apostle.
Surely it is worthwhile to push ourselves with all of our minds in promoting the gospel and the kingdom of our Christ ready at 20.
Surely it is worthwhile pushing ourselves.
I'll be ready at 40, ready for the war. ready at 50. Oh yeah, I'll be ready at 50 for the work of God.
Now, Adoniram Judson.
God is gracious.
Adoniram Judson.
Do not run away from him.
Do not run away from God.
A few more days.
A few more days.
And our work down here will be done. When it's done for eternity. Your lifespan is irrevocable. It remains to be contemplated, yeah, through all eternity. Ready at 40. Oh, yeah.
Once it's done, it's done.
I'll be ready at 40 for the work of God. Ready at 40. Oh, 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 oh. I'll be ready at 40 for the work of God.
Adoniram.
Yes, the days go by and they are gone forevermore. It is too late to mend the days that have passed. Oh, each day must be marked with such usefulness and be clothed with such a garment that we will love to wear for all eternity.
Oh, this yeah, is Adoniram.
I'll be ready at 40.
Each day must be marked with usefulness that we would like to, like a garment we would like to wear for all eternity. Let everybody look at what I did for all eternity. Beautiful. So, Jesus went about. And as soon as he was anointed, he went about. You'll be going about. Some of you will become overseers. Some of you are going to be bishops. You'll be traveling day and night. You'll be laboring day and night. You'll be going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down for the work of the Lord. Today you are here. Tomorrow you are at another place. Today you are going here. Where are you going now? So we are going here. I'm going here. I'm going to do something here. I'll be back. I'm going here. You'll be traveling. You'll be laboring day and night because the anointing is on your life. He went about. He went about. He went around doing good. Went about doing good. Number 8. Ministering, doing various good works, unspecified good works, are also as a result of the anointing. Why? Because when Jesus was anointed, he went about doing good. Not necessarily preaching or healing or whatever, but doing good. When he was anointed, he went and started doing good things. Amazing. The anointing can make you have various abilities that are good things. Anointing to sing is a good thing. To help, to build, to design, to draw, to
to assist, to do good. It's good for the kingdom. How God anointed Jesus. So sometimes you see people are anointed to do good. Such good works. Such good works. And the person may not be doing something that you think is important. Yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Verse 15. Now listen. Are you watching? I want you to take note of this point. Doing good. Because people sometimes don't respect people who are doing good. And that's a very dangerous thing. All the compassion works. Many things fall into that and can fall into that. Now notice verse 16, 1 Corinthians. It says, I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia. Okay? Are you there?
Yes.
That they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Addiction. They're not drug addicts, but they're addicted to just ministering to the saints. I don't even know what ministry it is to the saints. Now they are doing something that is good for the saints. Now notice, verse 16, watch it. Watch this one. That you submit yourself to such people. Respect them. And to everyone that helps us. And laboreth. So when I send somebody to you, who helps me, who works for me, who helps me, what the scripture is saying is that submit yourself to such. That's why I take great exception to people who don't respect the people that I have appointed or that I have appointed and I send them. So this person is the one in charge. Even if it's somebody you don't know or you don't respect or you don't like. It says that you submit yourself to everyone, such people, and to anyone you see that helps us and labors with us. To anybody you see helping me and laboring with me, you better submit yourself.
That's right.
Yes. And I've told my bishops, you see somebody, sometimes a lady, she's doing this, she's doing that. I send a person, you better submit yourself to her, or you get into serious trouble. People have got into a lot of trouble with me on those things. Yeah, because if you were in my shoes, you would probably work with the same people.
Yeah.
You will not, you wouldn't have anybody else. Yes. Yes. Now look at the scripture. That you submit yourself to such and to everyone that helpeth with us, laboreth with us. Yes. I'm sure you are stunned again. You are shocked at the scripture. Yeah. 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 So watch closely when you see Stephanas. So people that have attached themselves permanently. They are working. Yeah. Addicted. And the person is sent to you about something, or calls you about something, or asks you to do something. You should always tell yourself, we were not mad when we decided to send that person to you. Yes. Yes. You were not out of our bunkers to send such a person to you. And the Bible says that you should submit yourself to the person. Because you are not submitting yourself to that person, but to the one who sent the person. And that's what Jesus said. He that receiveth you, receiveth me. If you don't communicate with that person, you are not communicating with me. If you don't submit to that person, you are not submitting to me. I said, oh, Bishop, as for you, we don't have any problem. We have a problem with this person. Your mouth like a this toad that has got a toothache. I didn't mention your name, please. You don't get what I don't know why. Have I called your name out? So doing good. So because as you see, some people say this person is anointed. The person is anointed to do good. Yes. Many things are good things. And it's also an anointing. Yes. Sometimes when I see my wife doing certain things, I say, wow. She's anointed for it. So she's going here. Somebody's program, somebody's funeral, somebody always. It's like a mission. She has to be there. To be there. And I always thank God because I don't also go for a lot of the things. Yes, it's a good thing. It doesn't have to be, preaching, shouting. It's a good thing. Yes. Anointed to do good. Yes. Unspecified good. Sometimes it's anointed to give money. You see, if a person is struggling, you're always there to solve problems. You're anointed for good. He went about doing good. Some of you who are not preaching, you may think, and this anointing, it doesn't apply to me because I'm an usher. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. Yeah. That you are anointed for good. Yes. You see, before he said, and healing. So healing is different. I'm not talking about healing of people that are oppressed of the devil. So allow. Most people cannot expand in their ministry because they don't have anointed people who are anointed to do good, like to help them in things. Their ministry ends. Yeah. All of you, your ministry is at the place where you can get to help. Some of you can't work with helpers because you don't work with people. We don't work with people. You can't work with even a woman. If you work with a woman, you sleep with her. Yes. It's true. You can't work with men because you are not secure. You can't work with men because you don't know how to gather and to let people you think I don't know things? You think I don't know things? Are you still around? I'm talking about the anointing. All right, let's go back to the mega church because we are still on the chapter. Stand to your feet for a moment. Father, we are grateful for your blessing. Anoint us with super anointings, Lord. Let everyone see that we are anointed. Anointed by your spirit. Help us to tell the truth about the anointing. We give you praise. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sit down, take out an offering. We are going to take a 5-minute break. I think we took a 5-minute break yesterday. I'm going to take another 5-minute break. But some of you made it 30 minutes. Today it will not be like that. You'll be shocked. 5 minutes will be real 5 minutes or maximum 10. Now take out a good offering. And we are moving faster. Moving on. Amen. Are you excited? Super excited. Hamatan Bible Seminar. Yes. It's happening practically. Have you got a good offering in your right hand? What about a booster for your left hand? Something small for the boys. Not boys, boy angels. They are going to carry your money as a spiritual seed somewhere and bring a harvest. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for this offering. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Ushers, receive the offering.
No, I don't want to miss my call to fulfill my ministry. No, 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 no. I'm responding to his love. I know what I must do. Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't want to fail in my mission. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I just wanna do his will. Do, 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 do. My purpose is to serve the Lord with gladness and with joyfulness. In return, you will see such a big difference between those who serve the Lord, and those who serve him not. Somebody said to me, you're wasting your life. When you go to church, you're wasting your time. You're missing all the fun you could have. How can you spend so much time in a church? Can't you find something better to do with your life? Church once a week, and that's okay. But I love my Savior. I love my Jesus. That's why I serve him so. I don't wanna fail in my mission. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I just wanna do his will. My purpose is to serve the Lord with gladness and with joyfulness. In return, you will see such a big difference between those who serve the Lord. And those who serve him not. Jesus is my first love. I love him with a passion. I love him with zeal. I love him with all of my heart. I love him with faith. I love him with strength. I love him cause I'm fresh. I love him like I'm crazy. That's how I show my first love. Oh, I love my Savior. I love my Jesus. He is my first love. Oh, I don't wanna fail in my mission. Ooh, I just wanna do his will. And my purpose is to serve the Lord with gladness and with joyfulness. In return, you will see such a big difference between those who serve the Lord. Ooh, 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 ooh. And those who serve him not. Ooh, ooh. No, you don't want to miss your call to fulfill your ministry. No, 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 no. You must respond to his love. You know what you must do. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I don't want to fail in my mission. Oh, no. I just wanna do his will. My purpose is to serve the Lord with gladness and with joyfulness. In return, you will see such a big difference between those who serve the Lord. Ooh, 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 ooh. Those who serve him not. Ooh, 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 ooh. A big difference from those who serve the Lord. Ooh, ooh. Those who serve him not. Those who serve the Lord. Those who serve.